If you plan to remain silent, then you'd better do it. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The Supreme Court has ruled that remaining silent is not enough to assert your right to remain silent. The issue came up in a murder case involving one Van Tompkins, who was accused of shooting a man to death outside a deli in Southfield, Michigan. The cops read him his Miranda rights, and he said he understood. But he didn't stop the interview. He just sat there. So the detective kept asking him questions for 2 hours and 45 minutes until finally he asked Tompkins, "Do you believe in God?" Tompkins made eye contact and said, "Yes," and began to tear up. "Do you pray to God?" Tompkins said yes again. "Did you pray to God to forgive you for shooting that boy down?" And Tompkins answered yes and looked away. That answer convicted him. The appeals court overturned his conviction, saying he obviously didn't want to talk and that his answers and his tearing up were involuntary and were produced by the badgering of the detective. But yesterday, the Supreme Court said, sorry, he was read his rights. He could have ended the interview, and he didn't. That he got emotional and incriminated himself isn't the cop's fault. So my advice to suspects going forward, if your plan is to remain so silent that you won't even tell the cops you're remaining silent, you'd better remain silent. And if you believe in God and tear up easily, it just got harder to get away with murder. However, unemotional psychopaths, you guys are still safe. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.